yeah, the nerd herd. It's like Pavlovian. You hear that little chime. You hear nerds. You know what time it is. Your blood gets boiling. You're like, all right, let's play. Let's duke it out, because that's what the show is. It's a fight to the finish to see who knows best. This is Bid Nerd, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the auction sites. I'm JP, along with my partner, Michael Deeb. He's in San Francisco. I'm in Las Vegas. What we do here, if you're new to the channel, welcome. Hit the subscribe, like, and notification button if you haven't already. What we do is we find the most interesting car from all the auction sites. We have a conversation about that car, all about the specifics, and then we predict what we think is going to happen with that car's auction. And then we go into the future. We have a flux capacitor right under the desk here. We go into the future and we reconcile our predictions with the actual results and reveal just how stupid we are. Don't take our advice. We are not experts. Actually, I take that back. Michael Deeb is an expert working over at the Hagerty Marketplace nowadays. They don't pay us to do this show. But God and Classic
yet.
Does.
Not yet.
Hopefully they will. We'll get them on board soon. Yes.
Yeah. Michael Deeb. They're not going to be able to resist. They're not going to be able to resist.
Right? Jeez Louise. Deeb, can you talk about God and Classic just real quick? And then we'll get into the most interesting car.
Our friends and sponsor, God and Porsche of Las Vegas. Porsche of Las Vegas. They were the very first Porsche Classic partner in North America. You can see it says it right up there. Classic LV. As such, Porsche of Germany, not Porsche Cars North America, Porsche of Germany vetted God and Porsche to make sure that they had the experts, the passion, the money, the space, and the commitment to do it right. And they do. So in the parts department, in the service department, and in the sales department, God and Porsche of Las Vegas are your classic experts. Call them with all of your needs for service and parts. And if you would like to sell or buy a classic car, ask for Steve Thiel. He will help you. Let anybody at God and Porsche know that Bid Nerd sent you. Thank you.
So before we get to the most interesting car of the day, I was looking around on what the heck, OfferUp. You ever look for cars on OfferUp?
I think I have, and then I needed a glass of wine after because it gave me a headache.
Boy, it is just a ish show over there. You look, I'll admit, I have sold a couple of cars on OfferUp over the years, and
OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace.
OfferUp, you know, both really, but OfferUp, yeah. I have had some success.
I've never heard you mention that. I've always heard you talk about Marketplace, but not OfferUp. So I'm kind of surprised by that. So please forgive
me. Well, there's kind of a secret squirrel kind of thing, right? Because most of the stuff on OfferUp is garbage, like, right? You know, but occasionally something will pop up, and I don't know. There's this ad. There's a car that's mildly interesting. If you go over to our sister channel, The Rami Show, you know, The Rami Show on YouTube, our partner.
Oh, it's
Rami,
a real show. They have their
it's
own
a
hats.
Real show. Yeah, we got hats and everything. So do we. But we have boxes. I wish I could show you. Can you guys see? Okay, wait, where is it? See this brown right there in the corner? See my finger up here, guys?
Yeah.
That is a stack of boxes full of Rami Show hats. We have like 1,000 Rami Show hats, so you're going to have to buy
one. Did Rami read the thing and say, oh, I could save 67 cents a hat if I buy 1,000 of them, so he bought 1,000?
No, dude, you know Rami better than that. There's Rami's purchasing has nothing to do with saving any money. It's he's drunk and it's 3 in the morning. Oh, we got hats, and now we have you know, a forklift to move all these, you know. My Rochelle is trying to sell a bunch of his Philip Klein shirts that he drunk bought in the middle of the night. Like, literally t-shirts that are like $3,000. And no one will even pay $100 on the internet for these stupid things. They're bedazzled shirts.
On a Saturday night, you got to open one of the boxes of the Rami hats and just open the box, tear the lips off of it, and just leave the box of hats outside the studio, and all the people that walk through the container park can help themselves and take the hats.
It's like trick or treating. So
I've got five of them, and I think I've only worn one once on the show. You know?
They're very high quality hats. They're actually terribly nice.
They are,
and they come with a condom. On OfferUp, there was a 2013. You can't really see this. 2013 Boxster S. I kind of like these cars. They're not worth a whole
no
lot
IMS
of money.
Bearing. That's a
no
good
IMS.
Car, right?
It's I mean, it's the new. It's the nine. What's the? It's not 987. It's the new generation. It's not the mid generation. So 2013. It's like the 718, basically, but whatever was before that. But you know, the last of the six cylinders. This is an S. with 70,000 miles. All right, for 38 Perfect. Grand with a stick, with a manual. Yeah. You never see sticks for sale in Las Vegas. So I'm like, okay, I mean, because like one thing, I've got a couple of air-cooled cars and the AC, one of them has AC and it kind of works when it gets hot, but the other one, no AC at all. And I kind of, you know, want a modern Porsche. So I'm thinking I'll reach out to this guy. So I reach out to him and I ask the basic questions, you know, like how long have you owned it? Has the clutch and the coil packs been replaced yet? How about the brakes? Thanks. You know, just like that kind of stuff to get a sense. Yeah. And his reply is, you, using a you, not Y-O-U, you need pre-approved before I can show car and test drive services done by dealer. Like, no punctuation. No, I think what he's trying to say is you need to be pre-approved before I show the car and the service was done by the dealer. Yeah. But this guy, I don't know, English is second language.
They need to vet you, JP. Yeah. You're not trustworthy as a buyer.
Whatever needs done,
you know,
I get done.
You know all those tricks you do as a buyer.
Just got it serviced in January. Porsche dealership does complete service. It takes 3 days to get car mid-engine. I know where the engine is, dude. It's like, okay. Thanks.
Send the VIN to the service department at Godin and see if they actually worked on it, because I guarantee you they didn't.
Right. I mean,
there's
it sucks
no way this guy brought a 2013 Porsche to the dealer at $200 an hour. There's no way.
Yeah, it's got California plates and stuff like
there's
that. It's obviously
no way.
Not. Yeah.
This car hasn't seen a dealership since the warranty ran out.
Yeah, exactly. All the dealership did all the service. Yeah, it's got 72,000 miles. My and the last time the service was done was when it had 20,000 miles by the first of 10 owners. Kind of bummed because I was like, yeah, it's black on black S with a manual. I could get into that.
Go get it.
All right. Well, look, that car is not the car that we're talking about on the show today. I just wanted to bring that up. If you guys ever used OfferUp to buy or sell a car, let us know in the comments below. What is the most interesting car of the day on all of the auction sites, Michael D?
JP, you know, one of the last great, like, almost supercar performance Ferraris that you can still sort of afford if $150,000 is in your budget is something like this 2001 Ferrari 360 Modena, which you can now find on Cars and Bids. I remember a day not that many months ago where you would never see a Ferrari on Cars and Bids. And here's a car I would really like to own, and it's on Doug DeMiro's site, which I still think you can buy cars here like for, you know, 2 or 3% cheaper than you could buy them everywhere else. So I thought this we'd take a little deep dive into this 01 360 Modena, JP. The car is actually right up the road here for me in Chico, California. Shout out, used to be one of the best party schools in the nation. 29,000 miles. And JP, it's in Ferrari speak, this is pretty basic bitch, or Ferrari used to call it resale red. It's Rosso Corsa with tan interior, which sounds a little schnoozy, but it does have shields. It's a gated manual, which is the big story here. And I really like, in a subtle way, the Challenge grille that's across the back of the car. When you get to a photo of the back of the car, JP, take a look. That instead of having a red aluminum body panel there, you've got this mesh grille. And if you actually drive your car, that thing makes a difference. In Vegas, JP, I would actually say something like that is absolutely necessary because it'll extract all that engine heat and blow it out the back of the car when you're driving out to Overton at 160 miles an hour trying to keep up with Rami. Or JP if he's in a Cayenne with, what was that suspension system on there?
PDDC.
PDDC, yeah. Porsche Dynamic Chassis Control. Word. So a lot to like here, JP. Ferrari did such a good job of sort of ironing out the timing belt dilemma when they got to this car that nobody, not Doug DeMiro, not Cars and Bids, not the seller, and none of the buyers or interested parties have even brought out the timing belts because they're just not that expensive if they need to be done because you can access them from inside the car. In other words, you don't have to drop the motor. So, JP, here we have no stories. This is not like, you know, I can remember when if you did see a Ferrari on Doug DeMiro's side, it was like blue or green or something. But here's a car that has broad appeal and comes in at a reasonably high. You know, these cars have gone up in the last few years a lot. They've taken almost 100% leap in value, which is saying something. But here's a great gated manual that I always will say is like a 996 or a 997 standard GT3. That's what this car feels like. I have driven one of these with a manual, and they're fantastic. So I could not heap enough praise on these cars. This one looks like it's no stories, reasonably low miles. And here you go. Doug DeMiro's got it. I would be paying attention. If I was in the market for one of these, I'd watch this car closely because it might go for a song. I think Doug DeMiro does a better job than Bring a Trailer on governing his reserves. So if you're looking, I would pay close attention to this one. So JP, I send it to you. You think Doug DeMiro can sell a red Ferrari?
Yeah, I think you're right. We're seeing way more great cars on Cars and Bids ever since he got $37 million. He stepped up his game.
Million.
We got to get Frank Harrington over here one of these days from just another pointless podcast, because
he's ready.
He
I'll take care
works
of that.
With these guys,
I'll do that.
Right? He doesn't even work at Cars and Bids, so it'd be great to get some of his insight on what's going on over there. Love this car. It's a hard top. It's gated. It looks great. Look, everybody complains about 996 headlights. I think these are way worse than anything 996 ever did. But other than that, this car is fantastic. I would love to own something like this, but I just don't know if $150,000 is your budget for kind of an exotic car. I think there are just better options out there. Honestly, I'm getting a much newer, much more reliable R8 manual before I'm buying this thing, because even though this car has the Ferrari shields on it, has that pedigree that everybody wants the Italian car, it's still, you're not going to get that much more street cred for this car than you would for the German car. And I just think that V10 is the better way to go. Cause this car it's not going to give you any extra value on performance and cachet, but it's going to cost you more to keep on the road.
So the V10 manual are actually bringing more money than these cars. So I think you have to pay a premium these days. They've gone through the roof, and Lamborghini made a few with the V10, and those cars are now bringing $300,000. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Not R8.
Out of market.
No,
the Lamborghini versions, which have brought the R8s up to like closer to 200. So if this car goes in that 140,
ones. No way, not for like a
not the first gen.
11,
no.
12, 13, with a V10 and a manual is somewhere around $150,000, give or take. Mostly under, well under 150.
The V8s, I think, are going under, those are $90,000 to $120,000, but the 13 and 14 with the V10s, I think, are pushing $160,000, $170,000. They've really gone up.
So.
I'll find one. We'll
all
cover
right.
one
all
the
right.
next time
all
one
right.
comes up. They are, no matter what they go for, they are still pretty rare. I think this is an easier car to find than the R8 with a manual.
That's a whole other conversation, I suppose. I brought it up. I don't think so. And regardless, if there's a $10,000 or $20,000 delta either way, the maintenance on one maintenance procedure on this Modena will eat that up. Even though maintenance is much easier on one of these than it is in the earlier cars where you had to drop the engine, you're still dealing with Ferrari maintenance, and everything's made of gold in there. So I don't know. What do you think this car is going to go for?
Yeah. So here we go, JP. Our car is going to close in about 5 days from now, and it's sitting right now at $66,666 on 8 bids. JP, I think that this car will do well, but it does have almost 30,000 miles on it, and it's on Doug DeMiro's site. So instead of saying like between 140 and 150, I think it's going to be just under 140. So I will give you my bid of $139,000 and say, take that.
I'm going to park it a little lower than that and say 130 because of the miles. I don't think the miles really are that high. I'd be comfortable buying this car. I think this is the sweet spot for a Ferrari. I think Cars and Bids hurts it a little bit. I think it sells at that though. I think this car a year ago when at the top of the market may have done, closer to 150. I don't know. I think this is a great way to get into an F car. This is probably the safest car you could get into in Ferrari for under $150,000.
I agree. I agree. And it could bring more. They, like I said, these cars have really gone up recent. So, and this car is what everybody wants. It's red, tan, manual grills, the whole thing. Capristo exhaust, I didn't mention, and a fancy carbon intake. It's a nice car. It's got all the goodies. It's how I'd want mine. You know what I mean? Pretty cool.
For sure.
I hate the base steering wheel. I put a black steering wheel on it. That's it.
Easy enough. What do you guys think? What will the result of this Ferrari be? Now is the time for you to put your bid in the comments below and see if you can outbid us. Who's going to get a Yahtzee? Who's going to get a free Bid Nerds hat? Lock it in now and put the timestamp next to it. And we are going to hop into the future. We're going to see what happens with this Ferrari right after this. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you've gotta call our friend Steve at Godin. Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. All right, we are here in the future, and the future looks bright, or at least bright red, like this Ferrari. That was a terrible segue, and look at you. You were ready for it, Michael Deeb. How you doing over there? Are you ready for, now that we're here in the future, are you ready to talk about what happened with this Ferrari?
I don't really want to talk about this car, John. I mean, what's there to like about a bright red Ferrari with a gated manual that your partner knows more about than you do, and he doesn't even profess to love Italian cars? I got duped. Oh, JP, I can't believe it. Sometimes on cars and bids, there are some really good deals, and that is what I am going to stick with. JP, we like this car, and Doug DeMiro has been selling, you know, supercars as of late. And I thought a manual 360 with no stories in resale red was going to do really well on his platform. And so I overbid at $139,000. You came in much more pragmatically at $130,000, thinking that it would sell. And the problem I had with your bid that I maybe didn't verbalize is at $130,000, I didn't think that would take it home. In other words, if the bidding stopped on cars and bids on this car, I would have thought it would have FTS, failed to sell. And instead, our car stalled out and stopped at just $125,500. That's 38 bids on cars and bids. And the car sold for that price. To me, that's a deal. That $125,000 for a gated manual 360 with under 30,000 miles and it doesn't need anything, that's a deal. I think somebody did really well here. Even if you had to put belts on this car, who cares? Like, go do it. You're still, to me, the retail number on this car is 140 or maybe more. This car has everything that everybody's looking for today. And so at 125, I feel like this guy bought the car right and saved $15,000 in the process. And I'm only jealous it wasn't me. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I think that this guy stole this car on cars and bids. JP, what do you think of the result? I mean, obviously you were within $4,500 of the winning bid. Are you not surprised by that? I thought 360s would bring more money, even on Doug DeMiro's site.
I don't know. I think cars like this are going to be harder and harder to sell on any site. You know, money is, look, the banks are not loaning on stuff like this, or if they are, they're requiring really big down payments, and they're capping out how much money they'll loan out. I mean, this is the kind of car that you have to have the money. And you know, if you do have the money, this is a great car to get. I think that number is, I do think that the car is well bought, but I don't think it's a steal. I think that's what these are worth, because you're seeing F1 transmission ones kind of drop back down. The frenzy's over, and you know, the F1s are going for, you know, they're back to 70 or 80,000 bucks or something like that. So to the premium for the manual definitely makes sense. This is a way better car than the F1. I don't know, yeah, it's just a beautiful car, but it's not as beautiful as like the 355. The 430 looks a lot better than this car. The Modenas are just, you know, they're a little unloved. And if you want that sweet spot with and get a Ferrari that's, call it if you can even call it reliable, a driver, one that has the three pedals. Yeah, this is the spot you want to be at. This car is definitely going to serve you better than a 355, but the 355, just come on, looks so much better. And it is about what? About the same price, maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, I know that. So if this was a 355 with 29,000 miles and it didn't need a service, it's going to bring $50,000 more than this. I mean, it's a $175,000, $190,000 car. The 355 looks better because it's got the flying buttress rear. And this car really only has a little more power than that car. These cars handle a little bit better. I think they're a little easier to service and they're a bit more modern.
Easier to service, right. Let's be
honest. So,
but that nose, Deeb, that nose, just like everybody complains about, 996 fried egg noses. This nose, that's tough, man. Those headlights are so terrible.
Tell everybody what you think about those headlights. Go back to that photo and tell everybody what you think about those headlights, because I love listening to you talk about how much you like these headlights.
I don't know specifically what you're going for, other than I don't like
you
them.
Hate
I love
them.
The tail lights.
You hate them.
Yeah, I do hate these. I don't know what it is. It's just that whole whiz. Like, if it's kind of like the 996 nose where they, it was kind of an unforced error, right? The shape. Yeah. Like, the shape of these headlights, it's not that bad. I mean, the shape is actually good. It's all the silliness behind the glass, the two little bug eyes here and then that other thing there. It's just like, put one headlight in there and it would have looked so dope. It would have been like awesome. Yeah. So instead of being awesome, it's just a total letdown, and that's just not what you want when you're buying a Ferrari. So this car, in its coupe form, it's not terrible. It's just not, I don't know, man. The 355 with the pop-ups, just has that 80s, that 80s and 90s Radwood era thing. And this car just is such a relic of that, kind of early aughts sensibility in design. It's just, the lines are just a little weird here.
These cars drive really well, though. I don't have a problem with this car. Like, to me, this car feels like a 997, basic GT3, like a 997.1 GT3. And this car feel really similar from a power delivery and just kind of a, sense of occasion. Like, it's exciting and you're like, wow, this car goes, and they stop and they handle, and they're good cars. So to me, if you're right, which I don't think you are, if you're right and that's just the value of this car, I think that's the best deal for the money going, even if you can get past some of the less exciting features compared to its older brother and younger brother. I think this is the best bang for the buck in the gated manual range for Ferrari then.
Like, yeah, I mean, a 996 GT3 is worth about the same. So, like, we just saw one that went for a little bit more than this. Heck yeah, I mean, boy, that'd be a tough call, right? This or a 996 GT3. I think you got to go with the F car. You get the shields, you get that sense of occasion. Way more expensive, maintenance costs, I guess. So if that's a big deal to you, who isn't, I guess. But as much of a Porsche guy as I am, for $125,000, there's a lot of Porsches out there that you can buy for $125,000 that aren't going to have anywhere near the performance of this little Modena. What do you guys think of the results of this little Ferrari? Was this the steal of the week, of the century? Or is this car just kind of going down in value because people are a little bit over it? Do you think it's because it's getting a little bit harder to get loans on stuff like this, and there's not as much cash just slapping around like there was maybe a year ago? Let us know in the comments below, and we will be back tomorrow with the most interesting car of tomorrow. Bye. Nerd! Get the nerd!